Yeah, I mean, speaking of Eminem, we were talking to Crooked Eye a couple of weeks ago on a show about a track you had recently recorded. It was produced by Eminem. The Crooked Eye described as being psycho. He compared it to loud noises, but he could only describe it as being psycho. Now, what can you tell us about that track, and knowing that, you know, it's since been finished and mastered? What can you tell us about it, bro?
It is. Crooked actually used a perfect word. We're nuts. That record is going to be talked about because it's different, but it still has edge, and that was a perfect word, actually, Crooked used, psycho, because it's a crazy record. Definitely, crazy.
Now, you say it's crazy. What you do? What was going to make people talk about it? That takes a lot, as you know, Joel. I mean, you're an experienced artist. It takes a lot nowadays to make people talk about a song. I mean, where are you going with this particular song? Why is it going to be so crazy?
Because it's conceptual, yet you can party to it without even paying attention to the fact that it's conceptual. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to, last thing people want to do in the club is think when it's partying. They just want to, you know, feel good and dance. And this still feels good, even though it's conceptual, and that's very, very hard to do. And we walked a delicate line with that record, and everybody's going to like it, man. I'm excited.
Crooked Eye was also saying there's going to be some more reflective tracks on there. Now, has the structure of this album changed at all in the past couple of months, is what I'm asking you at the moment. Are we still talking about a nice blend, or are we going for a radio album now with Slaughterhouse?
Man, let me tell you something. Whether it was the most gutter album or there was radio-friendly records, man, we are really, really good rappers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever compromises their pen to point a record in any direction. We always make sure we rip everything. Now, are there going to be some things that are lighter on the ears? Yes, because we're dealing with producers who know how to get records, you know, that fit, give them that feeling, you know what I mean, to make, you know, radio want to play it. We're dealing with Eminem, who's like a genius at, you know, getting records that are lyrical to still be as important and as heard as something that's, you know, maybe dumbed down or whatever to get to the radio. You know what I'm saying? So we never compromise any of our pens to put a record in a certain direction, whether it be the club or radio or whatever. So, man, if you're listening to lyrics, man, you're going to hear lyrics all throughout this album. And, man, we just gave it all of us, man. We were all excited to be in the studio with Eminem, to have a shady release date. And to really just work hard, so
yeah.
Just May 15th, man. Make sure you scratch it on the calendar.